This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, July 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Farm groups pass the bill. Japan won't sacrifice ag sector, and climate site goes dark. House urged to pass Trump's mega bill. Farm groups are urging the House to approve the Senate-passed budget bill and get it to President Donald Trump's desk. Vice President J.D. Vance cast the deciding vote on the legislation yesterday after a marathon votorama. Keep in mind, the Senate-passed bill includes some enhancements over the House version. Those include a provision that would ensure row crop producers get the highest payment from either the Ag Risk Coverage or Price Loss Coverage program, regardless of which program they signed up for this spring. The Senate bill would also allow producers to sign up for both ARC and the supplemental coverage option on crop insurance. We now urge the House to pass the bill and get it to the President's desk for his signature to ensure America's farmers and ranchers can continue putting food on the table for America's families. That Zippy Duvall, President of the American Farm Bureau Federation, in a statement after the Senate version passed. USA Rice Farmers Chair L.G. Ron said, "We urge the House of Representatives to take up and pass this bill with the key ag investment before the 4th of July." For an analysis of the bill's impact on payments for 2025 crops, check out our weekly newsletter today. Meanwhile, anti-hunger groups are continuing to urge House members to oppose the reconciliation bill that due to cuts in the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The Senate bill includes a slightly scaled-back version of the House original proposal to shift some of the program costs to states based on SNAP error rates. Crystal Fitzsimmons, president of the Food Research and Action Center, says this is an unprecedented cost shift that many states are already warning will result in cuts to the program. Calling today's outcome disappointing doesn't begin to cover it. It's devastating, Fitzsimmons says. The Senate did include a carve-out that would give states with the highest SNAP error rates a longer runway before implementation. Given some of the last-minute changes, House Agriculture Committee Ranking Member Angie Craig of Minnesota said her colleagues may not even fully understand what they're voting for. "This bill was a disgrace when it left this chamber. Most of you haven't read it to know that it is even more of a disgrace now that it's back," Craig said during her opening statement at the House Rules Committee hearing. Japan won't sacrifice ag sector for U.S. deal. The Japanese government says a deal with the U.S. won't come at the expense of the country's ag sector. President Trump suggested that Monday that Japan's reluctance to accept U.S. rice exports could kill chances of securing a deal before next week's reciprocal tariff deadline. At a press conference yesterday, Japan's top trade negotiator, Rosei Asakawa, stressed that agriculture is the foundation of the nation. "We will not engage in talks that would sacrifice the agriculture sector," he said. Still, he said negotiators would continue to talk to U.S. officials to find a path forward. Asakawa didn't specify whether rice is a part of U.S.-Japan negotiations. U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer has previously indicated that potatoes are. Now take note, European Union Trade Commissioner Maroš Šefčovič is flying to Washington today for another round of talks with U.S. counterparts. An EU spokesperson pushed back on suggestions that the visit is a make-or-break moment to avoid trade issues ahead of the deadline. The spokesperson said both sides are working, quote, "in the same direction." Meeting this July 9 deadline is the goal, they added. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate in Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Dairy has reached a crossroads. The time for change is now. As more milk is moving outside the federal milk marketing order system, we need to ensure basic protections remain in place for the farmer, such as timely payments and third-party verification. Ed says it's time to provide these protections to all dairy farmers. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Trump again floats plan to give farmers responsibility for farm workers. President Trump yesterday echoed past comments about giving farmers responsibility for undocumented immigrants working on their operations. During a visit to an immigrant detention facility in Florida, Trump said, quote, "We have a great feeling for the farmer and for others in the same position, and we're going to give them responsibility for people. We're going to have a system of signing them up so they don't have to go. They can be here legally," Trump told Fox News. "They can pay taxes and everything. They're not getting citizenship, but they get other things." Judge orders stop to further HHS downsizing. Judge Melissa DeBoe of the U.S. District Court of Rhode Island has ordered the Department of Health and Human Services to halt all reorganization efforts while a case over their legality continues. DeBose found that a March 27 directive consolidating the agency's 28 divisions into 15 and laying off nearly 10,000 employees, several of the agency's programs were set, quote, into a rapid free fall away from their statutory obligations. Now take note, the plaintiffs alleged 90% of employees at the National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health received notices alerting them that they were likely to be laid off, but more than 300 of those have since been revoked. NIOSH Director John Howard told the court, still, the judge noted that the revocation covered less than half of the approximately 873 NIOSH employees who received termination notices. Federal climate change website stops operating. The federal government's main climate change website stopped working. Among the documents that no longer can be retrieved from the globalchange.gov site is the latest national climate assessment prepared by the federal government scientists and posted on the web in 2023. The move follows the Trump administration decision in April to stop funding future assessments. The next version was to be released in 2028. Hiding these congressionally mandated reports won't make climate change go away, but it will leave Americans uninformed and unprepared, according to Howard Crystal, legal director of the Center for Biological Diversity's Energy Justice Program. "We're looking at taking legal action to protect the public's right to accurate information about the climate crisis." The 2023 report is now found at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration's website. Here's today's final word. I don't buy the idea that people have died because of anything I've done. That's Senate Budget Committee Chair Lindsey Graham when pressed by a reporter about the impact of the administration's deep cuts to U.S. food and medical assistance. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, July 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nellie.